Good morning, boys and girls. This is Hannah, Hannah in the Morning, and I welcome you to the Bar Girls Coffee Jam. Well, today is Halloween. What a spooktacular time of year, isn't it? Today, I'd like to talk to you about all those spooktacular things that are going on around the bar. We are gearing up for our brand new edition of trivia. That's going to be lots of fun that we'd like to share with you. I'd like for you to come on over and visit us in the chat room. It's a wonderful time for you to get to know the bar girls on another level. There won't be any prizes given, as I have told you, but what your prize will be is that you get to spend lots of time one-on-one and you get to know us on a whole nother level. What could be better than you and us hanging out, having fun, unwinding on hump day? Other news around the world is that it's Halloween, and I have a spooky, spooky story to share with you. Once upon a time, when Hannah was a little girl, my parents and grandparents built a house. My parents didn't have a whole lot of money, us living in the South, being young as they were, starting out. And my grandparents and them went and tore down old churches. Sounds sort of scary already, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I was very young at the time. And they went and tore down old churches, you know, abandoned churches and things. And we believe in recycling, so they built my parents' house out of old church materials, put it together. I mean, it wasn't just totally old church material, but the wood and everything was still good and everything. They built the house. New and old recycled materials, and I was probably like 4 years old. And I remember that my grandfather had passed away, not the one that had helped me, but on my mom's side, you know, helped us build the house, but on my mom's side of the family. And when I was about 4 years old, pre-kindergarten age, I had used to hear someone calling my name, Hannah, Hannah. And I would go down our long hall and I would try to find whoever it was calling my name. And I never could find them at first. Well, I would go down the hall and I would look and I would look and I would look. And then I guess, I don't know, my little brother and I would sleep in the same room sometimes because I would wake up afraid, constantly calling my name. Hannah, Hannah. Well, one night my little brother wakes up and he's shoving me. Hannah, wake up. Hannah, wake up. We both sit upright, and there was like this routine. Every night, my mom would put me in the bed. She would click on my closet light, leave the door open just a little bit. Well, I had this little rocking chair for my little dolly. It would sit by my bed. My rocking chair is rocking back and forth. And my little doll, she's like standing sort of like leaned up against my rocking chair while it's rocking, and it's rocking back and forth. My brother and I both started screaming for my mom and dad. My mom comes running down the hall and she jumps up on the bed with me and she's like, "What? What? What?" And we're both pointing towards the doll and we're screaming, 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 screaming. This goes on for probably 2 years, different things around that house. Now, mind you, my brother and I mean, we had a happy childhood, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, we felt like we were being terrorized. Back to the voice. My mom and dad would have people over to the house, you know, my aunts, uncles, my grandparents, and things like that, and they would always send us to bed at a certain time, and I would hear somebody call my name, Hannah, Hannah. Well, eventually, I ended up seeing not the person, but I saw hands playing with a coin. And the person that used to play with the coins was my mom's father. He would play with the coins as when he was here in life, and he would show me these magic coin tricks. And he was in the military, and he would show me the trick, you know, hiding the coin, flipping the coin down his hands, and then he would hide it. And in the hall, I saw just the hands hiding the coin and then giving it back to me and then taking it back, and he would call my name, Hannah, Hannah. Eventually, we moved out of that house. So there you have it. There's my spooky ghost story just for you, just for Halloween on that occasion. So you asked me, do I believe in ghosts? Yes, definitely I do. I believe that there's something out there, but I don't entertain it. I told you before that I'm a spooky, spooky girl, and I try to keep all that wherever it stays. And an interesting thing, every person, the house is still in our family. My family, you know, my close, immediate family no longer lives in it, but it's been sold several times. And everyone who has ever lived in that house hasn't lived there long. No one ever talks about it, but I tell you this, no one's ever lived there long. And I wonder if it's because of the materials that it's built out of, or I wonder if it's something else. Food for thought. As I said, happy Halloween, everyone. On other news, what's on your mind? Is there something you want to share with me? Remember when I told you that you could submit topics or questions to me at sassy.hannah@yahoo.com? Again, that's sassy.hannah@yahoo.com. Submit any questions or concerns, topics that you would like to hear discussed to me any day, anytime, and I'm happy to discuss them with you. That's about it for today. I want to wish you a very good morning and thank you for being with me on today's Coffee Jam. It's been a lot of fun. Happy Halloween, everyone. And remember, come on over to the bar and join us in the chat room. It's lots and lots of fun over there. Talk to you soon.